He understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
658 on 960 The Quake, CNN News, and earthquake tips coming up at the top of the hour. Tips, yeah. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. After that, from 7 until 10, it's Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brother Scott. How are you?
I'm excellent, Brother
You will
Brown.
Not believe who's in this studio.
Tell me.
Nothing other than a tanned, lean-looking Will Durst.
He is
Good
tanned.
Morning, John Bradley Scott. How you doing,
bud? He's back.
Oh, yeah. And people keep asking, how you doing? And all you can say is, well, I'm not in Maui.
Did you get rained on, Will, or was it nice there?
Not at all. It actually rained one night. We were sitting outside in one of these restaurants. We didn't go off res. We stayed on the resort for the entire thing, you know, because we didn't have enough time. So it's one of these thatched roof kind of a things, and started raining. Oh, it was beautiful.
All right, good job, guys. What's coming up the show today? In brief,
got a great show actually. Welcoming me back, I really appreciate it.
PJ Corker is dropping by with some tidbits.
We're going to speak to Jimmy Tingle.
On a Tuesday again. Yes. Mother Jones's Angie Coiro and a whole lot more, John.
Sounds good. That's a Progressive News Hour for today, gentlemen. More news and downloadable audio available right now at quakeradio.com. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. We're 960 to Quake, 7 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Cars and trucks roll down the highway this morning. Will Americans change their driving habits with gas prices close to or above $3 a gallon? CNN's Dick Giuliano reports live from Washington. President Bush this hour talks about how he hopes to keep gas prices down.
Eyeing rapidly rising prices, the president has scheduled a morning speech this hour in which he'll announce federal investigations into whether there's price cheating by the oil companies. Democrats are slamming the president for high gas prices, and Republicans are anticipating November elections. Sources say the president will also announce this hour the government will suspend deposits to the Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserve this summer as a way of putting downward pressure on gasoline prices. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
How long before jurors reach a decision in the death penalty trial of Al-Qaeda conspirator Zakarias Moussaoui? CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says it could take several days.
It's unusual because the judge has given the jury in a long list of aggravating factors and mitigating factors that they have to work their way through and be unanimous on if they're going to find for the death penalty.
The jury is deliberating this morning. It has only two options for Moussaoui: life in prison or death. Republican Senator Arlen Specter says he's pleased President Bush has invited lawmakers to the White House this afternoon to discuss immigration.
It is my personal hope that the president will intervene and take a position.
There's no indication so far Congress is close to a deal on immigration. There's extra security this morning at Red Lake High School in Minnesota, where last year a 16-year-old boy killed seven people before taking his own life. Investigators are checking out reports. Students were planning another attack at the school. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 7:04. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevy's Real Mex. And a bad problem on the Carquinez Bridge, mid-span, four-car crash. Now on the left side of the bridge, it looks like CHP and other crews on scene closing the left lane now so they can lay some absorbent down. Thanks to Eric from the Quake Traffic Tip Line for giving us a heads up. 415-538-5600. We'll keep an eye on that. The backup now from the Redwood Parkway up to the Carquinez. Bay Bridge approaches are busy. Back up to the end of the parking lot. Metering lights are on. Slow on the East Shore Freeway, too, this morning from 4 up to Pinole Valley Road from a two-car crash now on the shoulder, and everyone's just stopping to look at it. Eric is very watchful. He had that one for us, too. We appreciate it. Stalled car blocking the off-ramp of Durham Road from southbound 680. BART running 43 trains on time. Get fresh at Chevy's with new fresh and spicy chicken flautas, just $7.99. Enjoy these chicken flautas with a fresh raspberry strawberry margarita made with Cuervo Gold Tequila for a limited time. Chevy's Real Mex. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Live from down on the corner of Mission and the Embarcadero, keeping it real with Will and Willie is underway, and the gang is all here at the Hotel Vitale. You can come by and join in the fun this morning with Will Durst and Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells, and welcome home. Aloha, Will Durst, the tan Will Durst.
Oh, man, it was wonderful. And it's great to be back in San Francisco. I mean, it's hard to explain that this is, you know, you think of people from Maui. Oh, yeah, I love San Francisco, you know. I mean, it's like not like saying that you're from the rest of the states. It's like when you go to Europe and you say, you know, are you an American? Well, I'm from San Francisco. Oh, all right. You know, we're totally different. We always forget that.
And no matter what O'Reilly said, that's all we need for our security is the fact that San Francisco is here. And that's, you know, how it stays.
It makes me feel better every day I think about it.
But, you know, things are better.
In terms of numbers?
No. Because, let me tell you know who the leading critics now are of the Bush administration's policy or
fiscal conservatives?
They are the ones who are screaming. As a matter of fact, Dennis Haslett, the Speaker of the House, and Bill Frist, the head of the Senate, signed a letter yesterday to the president saying, you got to put these oil people in jail if they are in fact rigging the market. And I got to tell you, I think they're probably rigging the market. I filled my car up yesterday after leaving here. Over on Van Ness and Pine.
Okay, I know that Chevron.
$61.95.
What was it? Do you remember?
$337 a gallon.
$337?
$337.
Is that premium?
No. Yeah.
You're using 91?
Yeah.
Yeah.
91. That's the same as you have to use in that hot rod.
I don't use 91. I don't. I do 91 every three or four tanks. Mostly I do 87.
Somebody told me you can do 87 and put some STP in it, yeah. And it's just like it's 91.
Yeah.
You can just buy the STP, which is cheaper, but, you know, who knows about that
stuff?
Well,
I'm trolling for cheap prices. That Arco on Fell and DeVis, that's normally under $3, that's up to $302. The Shell on DeVis and Oak is $279 if you get the car wash. Otherwise, it's $304.
And if you go to QuakeRadio.com, we have an index for Quake listeners. You go to the homepage of QuakeRadio.com, and you can put in your zip code and find what the cheapest stations
are. Okay, well, you guys are focusing more on your individual tank problems, and I got to tell you that this gasoline thing is more volatile from a political standpoint than almost anything else that has occurred because it affects everybody personally. BART announces that they are up by more than 10,000 new riders in the last week or so, and Caltrans is up considerably. from people coming from down the peninsula. So all of a sudden, people are abandoning their cars.
Don't you think it's a bit disingenuous, though, of Bush to say, I will, there will be an investigation. He said, what was that thing that he said? If there is price gouging, he pledges that if there is price gouging, he will deal with it firmly. Now, I have no idea what his definition of firmly means, but I think it involves tax incentives.
It sounded almost as if he was repeating himself with reference to gas like he did with the leaks.
Yes.
Speaking of the leaks, can you imagine the symbol now of all the leaks and who shall be punished? Is some 61-year-old female named Mary McCarthy who allegedly is responsible for the leak to let to the Pulitzer Prize involving the secret prisons that the CIA was operating in other countries. She denies having leaked anything, any classified information. She does acknowledge having, as they say, a relationship with a series of journalists, but she denies any leaks whatsoever. Now, there are
one of her crimes is voting for Kerry.
No, giving $2,000 to Kerry.
That was a big crime. Yeah,
because that was on record. They never would have known that she voted for Kerry if she
hadn't given him money.
Yeah. Well, I'd be somewhat critical of her for that vote too. But that's for different reasons. That's for a whole set.
I'm wondering if the whole Karl Rove thing might just be to encourage the November election for him to be in charge of getting Republicans to stem, to staunch the bleeding, like of Audrey Raines a couple of weeks ago on 24, when she was just pouring blood. And that's what the Republicans are doing right now. And I'm wondering if they sent Rove over there on purpose to get him out of the White House, to get rid of the perception that he's failing badly, and to put him in charge Republican re-election of Congress.
Well, I think it would, let's liken it to a baseball player. If you have always been the third person up to bat, and you've been producing for years
batting
in that
cleanup
position, right, and then suddenly they move you to cleanup or move you to fifth and you start failing, that's what happened with Carl. They put him over in charge of substantive stuff involving, you know, things like poverty, involving things like health, and all the domestic policy issues. He has no business being in that world. And as a result of that, a combination of that plus other people out of position players resulted in Bush's downfall, among many other things. And what they're doing now is they're sending Rove back to his normal position.
Which is a political...
He's back batting third. Now, I maintain that he may have lost it. The edge may not be there. He got to go back to spring training and start all over, in my opinion. And I hope it's really too late. And as a progressive or as a liberal or as a Democrat, I hope it's too late. I don't hope he can get his, I hope he can't get his stuff together between now and the fall. You know, you come back and you try to play the position again, you can't do it that well. Unlike Moses Alou, who was told you were coming here because you're going to bat behind Bonds and you're going to get an opportunity.
And yesterday he came through.
Oh, he came. For the last several days he's been coming through. Almost every time they put him up behind Bonds, he delivers. He does something. He doesn't strike out. He doesn't hit into double plays, which is a combination of things that cause him to be productive. I hope Karl Rove will not have the same success
as Moises Alou.
That's right, as Moises Alou.
There you go.
Period. But again, you know, who knows what they'll do? Maybe they'll walk Nancy Pelosi right into the speakership, just like they're doing Barry
now,
Bonds.
What do we call her? Ms. Speaker? Ms. Speaker?
Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker.
Uh-huh.
Madam Speaker of the House.
Two of our congressional people were out on Pier 47 yesterday. Do you see the big salmon protest, the salmon fishermen, because of the Klamath River? They're going to put restrictions on the season. That is going to really hurt the fishermen. And Lynn Woolsey, Representative Woolsey, and also Mike Miller. Mike Thompson was out there yesterday.
Where's Mike Thompson from?
He's up at, the Eureka, that whole area up there.
Klamath River.
All the way down to
Point
Arena.
First District. But in their honor, I went over to the Northridge restaurant and had a piece of salmon.
That's keeping it real.
Absolutely. That's keeping it real.
Hey, what happened with Bush here in California? I missed the whole thing. Did they ditch him?
Totally. I mean, you will not believe how lukewarm the Republicans were to the president. He even had to, in order to be able to find some place to eat, he had to go to a military mess hall.
I saw that.
He looked like he was in Iraq or someplace. None of the fancy kind of things that he's been doing in the past. And it's interesting, there was not one photograph that I saw of any significant Republican elected official with him.
Not State, even Lundgren?
Local, none of the above.
Nobody?
None of the above. Only the governor showed up with him down here at Moffett Field when he first landed. And since he reneged on the governor, gave him absolutely nothing, I mean nothing. The governor wanted a declaration of disaster for the levees, and Bush said, oh, no, you have to have a disaster before I will declare a declaration. And Arnold Schwarzenegger said, hey, listen, you're into this preemptive strike stuff. That's what you were doing in Iraq. this is a preemptive strike. Bush said, well, that's not the official policy of the administration. So poor governor went home virtually empty-handed with the president having arrived here, and therefore did not hang with the president, not even up at the alternative energy thing in Sacramento, not down in Southern California at any of the various stops. Bush ended up having to go have coffee with 92-year-old Gerald Ford, who probably doesn't even remember that he was there.
Poor Jerry.
Yeah, and he did.
And Betty, Jerry and Betty.
Jerry and Betty, and he did it. He said
that was Sunday, right?
We didn't make any announcement about it because we just decided upon it. Well, you know, you couldn't find anybody else to have coffee with. And even Paul turned him down for riding with him on a bicycle. And here, and Paul is a bicycle.
That was the only thing that I caught on the national news, that he flew here on Air Force One, had a motorcade, took a helicopter to ride a bike on Earth Day. Yeah. I mean, you think of all the cash that he wasted to ride a bike on Earth Day.
Now, I went down to San Mateo County, and I went to, on the trail, the trail that goes along Sawyer Camp Trail. That's an old trail that goes all the way back to the Spanish California days up by Crystal Springs Reservoir. It's a beautiful place.
Oh.
You know, but
is it where the
first
helicopters
there
in California?
Well, it was the old Spanish trail where they used to have fandangos under a tree. It was a great place.
What is a fandango?
That's a celebration,
dance.
A dance, performers. People like you, Will, would show up and tell jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
under this California Bay Laurel tree.
Fandango is where you get your tickets to the movies.
No. With the little paper bag puppet commercials.
You love those commercials. That's Fandango.
Yeah, those are great commercials. I don't know who does it.
And we're going to welcome back P.J. Corcoran in a moment.
We got a heck of a show.
San Francisco Examiner. We're going to speak to Julie Burkhart from Pro Can Do. She's the executive director of the Pro-Choice Action Group in the middle of the Bible Belt. And Jimmy Tingle's going to rejoin us today. Angie Coiro from Mother Jones.
And our guy from Cafe Trias showed up with coffee. He knew we were just about out of it. And that makes for a wonderful day here at the Hotel Vitale.
Yeah.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
7:18 in the morning. Drop on by. We'll be here till 10 on 960 The Quake.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. What does it take to achieve this goal?
Business leaders, educators, the entire community.
To volunteer or donate, please visit us online at OperationHope.org.
On this Tuesday morning here at the Hotel Vitale, where we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake, and our guest here, P.J. Corkery of The Examiner. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, and lots of stuff going on, little stuff we see in the news. P.J. reads the papers for you, so you don't have to.
You read, so we don't have to.
Mick Jagger has done to George Bush what the members of the Meadowood Resort in Napa wish they did, which was to say, no George.
What do you explain yourself?
All right, well, Mick Jagger had made a reservation in June for the Royal Suite at the Imperial Hotel in Vienna, where the Stones are performing. They also reserved another 100 rooms.
100 rooms?
100 rooms for the Stones. But the Royal Suite is a paltry $5,000 a night, but it's one of the 100 best hotel rooms in the world. The pictures of it are quite extravagant. It's like a small duchy.
What hotel?
It's called the Imperial Hotel.
The Imperial in Vienna.
And so the Secret Service, advancing George Bush, who's also going to Vienna in June, came by and they said, the President of the United States would like the Royal Suite.
I'm sorry, it's already booked.
And they were told it was already booked, and they told them who booked it. So they went to Jagger and said, would he give it up? And he said, absolutely not. So, and about the other 100 rooms, Jagger said, absolutely not.
So where's he going to stay?
He stays in. Yeah, he's staying
Red Roof
at. He's staying at the Shotzi's on Main. Arnold Schwarzenegger is getting him reservations. There, the Yodel music, 24 hours a day.
Shotzi's on Main. Yes. I'm sure they have a Main Street in Vienna.
But this is what the people up at the Meadowood Resort in Napa wish they had been able to do.
I missed that. I was gone. What happened?
Well, when the President of the United States made his royal progress through Northern California on Friday night, he stayed at the Meadowood Resort.
I've stayed there once.
Okay.
One night.
I didn't pay for it.
Probably in the same room. I don't think so.
Did you have one of the treetops rooms? This hotel, I looked at the website. I love the marketing they do in these things. You know, they don't describe the rooms in terms of expensive, very expensive, inexpensive, or something like that. They all have these fanciful names. Well, we have the Treetop Lane Suite, and we have the Bottom of the Tree Suite. But at any rate, the...
I was pretty sure I'm Bottom of the Tree Suite.
Bottom of the Tree Suite. The Bark Room.
That was a tent.
The Root Room.
Yeah, the Root Room. But at any rate, in preparation for Bush's visit, the members of the Meadowood Resort, and there are members up there, it has, really? Yeah, it has a golf course and
golf courses member
and 7 tennis courts and other things.
Do they own condos on the side?
Some of them do.
But none of them were allowed.
Timeshare, you know, they'll rent them out to you.
But none of them were allowed to use the golf course for 3 days prior to George's arrival.
When you pay for that kind of privilege, you get a little pissed when that stuff happens.
And they were. Some of them were in town on Thursday night. And I talked to a few of them, and they were mighty miffed. They were teed off at not being able to tee off because of this. And none of them were particularly thrilled. These are all Republicans. None of them were particularly thrilled to have George in town. And I think, you know, that one of the things we also have to inquire about is this dinner at Stanford that he went to on Friday night. George Shultz, who was Secretary of State under Reagan,
who we spoke to last Tuesday.
Yeah.
With his wife.
With
Charlotte
his wife,
Charlotte.
Charlotte Schultz.
She was on the president.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know.
At Stanford last week?
At Stanford. And it was the only place there were no protesters.
But, Mayor, I think it was the only house that would have them in for dinner.
What? I don't know about that. There may have been some fraternity.
Well, he would have fit right in there.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? He's a brother.
Yeah, I think he wanted to go to a lacrosse game.
That's P.J. Corkery on 960 The Quake. We wish to disassociate ourselves with that last remark that he just made since I graduated from Duke.
Yeah. In the U.S. And... also, this is from Wonkette. We find this. Maybe Scott McClellan is
she still blogging?
Well, someone else is blogging blotting. But maybe Scott McClellan is going to be replaced by 5 San Francisco school kids. And here's what happens: is a lady named Helena Keefe, intrigued by President Bush's elocution and oratorical style, decided to give a prize of $50 and a cake party if some teacher would have her small charges write speeches that they wish George Bush would give.
Oh, this has got to be good.
So the kids at the Rooftop Elementary School, 5 to 7-year-olds in San Francisco, sat down and wrote speeches.
Steve Carver's kid goes to Rooftop School.
Well,
Catherine.
He may be there. And if you go to Wonkette and... just scroll through, you can get to the point where they have the audio files. What they did is they then took the speeches and had a Bush impersonator read them. And it's uncanny how the remarks of a 5-year-old sound just like him. But they didn't print all of the speeches. You just get the audio tapes. But here's an excerpt from a speech written by a 5-year-old that this 5-year-old would like to see George Bush deliver. This is the president. Also, I'm going to lower the prices on kids who live in orphanages. because a lot of kids really want to have parents, and a lot of parents really want to have kids.
I'm going to lower the prices on kids.
So there's something where...
Kids cost too much.
Helena Keefe has given the kids at the Rooftop Elementary School a cake party, and I think they're on their way to...
Rooftop, that's kind of fancy school, right?
No, it's not a fancy school at all. It's a public school.
Rooftop?
Rooftop's a public... Very difficult to get in.
K through 2 or something?
No. It's like... probably K through 3, maybe... Something of that nature. But Steve Cobble's kids up there. Oh. A lot of good kids go there. My kid couldn't get in there.
Why is that?
Why? Well,
Jewish.
Don't
Chinese.
It was. But you know what we should do? We should try to get those tapes.
Yeah, they're
audio tapes.
Oh, I bet that'd be fun.
Oh, there'll be a lot of fun. So, PJ, you've given us a great lead.
Yeah, if you go to the Wonkette site, there's a link to Helena Keefe, the lady who sponsored this piece of oratory. And we go. And
you get a short piece? We get about 30 seconds. You're going to stay, though.
Yeah, I'll stick around. One thing here. A nice word for Scott McNeely, who quit yesterday as head of the company he founded, Sun Microsystems. This was one of the few blue-collar guys in Silicon Valley. And over the, this is the guy who put the .com, put the network in it. But the company hasn't been doing well, and he went. But the point is that over the years, he absolutely refused to lay people off. He was a real blue-collar guy, and I think that got him in the end.
That got him in trouble.
Yeah. 38,000
loyalty
people.
To your...
He never laid one
but
off.
But I got the new guys.
Welcome to Bush's America.
His exit is pretty cool.
Why?
His parachute out the door. Yeah. They owe him a lot of money.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, he probably owns a lot of stock.
Of course he does. A lot of options. So he's going to do well, but as indicated by PJ, he is to be revered. There are very few corporate heads in this country that think first in terms of the mortgages, the cost of school, cost of cars.
Not even Detroit anymore.
Health insurance. He was from Detroit.
Exactly.
His dad worked in the auto industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine a guy that got that $144,573 a day?
Funny how figures stick in your head.
Absolutely.
The head of Exxon.
Exactly.
$144,000.
Talking the dozens.
Now, Normal was having its convention in town while the FDA was saying there was no medical benefits to marijuana smoking for patients. And we'll cover that in the next segment with PJ Corkery here. And
I would
right
hate
now,
to think you'd have to be sick. Hit a joint.
Okay, that's keeping it real with Will and Willie. And now John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, gentlemen. I always have to follow the good line. 7:31, time for traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time with the Hyundai Challenge. Going to be slow on the East Shore Freeway between 37 and the west end of the Carquinez Bridge. No problem there anymore, but there was a crash that had a couple of lanes blocked for a time, so that's why you're slower than normal. Marin, San Rafael, 101 southbound at 580, roll a carpet in the right lane. On the shoulder of the off-ramp at Durham Road and southbound 680, you'll see a stall there. Metering lights on back up to the end of the parking lot at Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and BART's running 43 on time. Home of the Hyundai Challenge, a battle for the best in car safety, space, and savings. Go in for a test drive today and see how they measure up. But hurry, because the best deals on the Hyundai Challenge going on now through May 1st only at your Hyundai dealer. 7:32, here's a look at what's happening at 960, The Quake. San Francisco supervisors will decide today whether to ban cars in Golden Gate Park on Saturdays. The park has already been car-free on Sundays for decades. Bikers and joggers, you won't be surprised, support the move, but not everyone does. The folks who run the DeYoung Museum and the Conservatory of Flowers are concerned their business will be severely affected by a full ban on cars. A senior administration official says President Bush has decided to temporarily halt deposits to America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The idea is to make more oil available for refineries and therefore to us. Today's gas prices, average per gallon in Oakland, $3.09, San Jose, $3.12, $3.13 in San Francisco. And we saw a full service gas station in the Bay Area that was selling premium full serve, $5.75 a gallon. The best we can do is to help you find the lowest possible price in your neighborhood. Go to quakeradio.com. Look towards the bottom of the home page. You'll see a link there that will help you find the best deal you can possibly get in your neighborhood. University of California has kept some details of pay packages for its leaders secret from the public and its own governing board. That's the conclusion of an independent audit report released yesterday. UC administrators and the system's Board of Regents say the breakdowns are a problem that has to be solved. Jane Fonda's in town today. She's doing her book tour, signing copies of My Life So Far. She'll be at Borders in Union Square at noon today. Quake weather. Cloudy. Pretty good chance of rain in a lot of spots of the Bay Area this afternoon. Highs around 60. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Newscast that made you feel as if you were standing in the lobby of your local police station.
Thug shoots thug.
Robberies, carjackings. Want something else from your news? How about stories that matter to you?
How about news that affects how you live from day to day?
We know where to find it. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
Yeah. Once upon a time, you're just so fine. Through the bumps of time and you're blind.
7:37, and we're here live at the Hotel Vitale on 960 The Quake. And good morning again, PJ Corkery. Of course, you shared the news with us that Mick Jagger would not give his hotel rooms up for President Bush, and you also have on your docket for this morning from your column in the SF Examiner and other things as well. What went on with Normal and Tommy Chung? And
Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, held its conference in San Francisco Friday and over the weekend, and though I was...
Holiday Inn Gateway.
Yep, that's exactly right. Not privileged to attend. My high spy was there, and reports that Friday night, Tommy Chung, late of Cheech and Chong, was the kind of keynoter who... was fairly outrageous.
Well, you know, he served time.
Well, he did. He says he began talking about his time in prison, saying the rumors about prison are wrong. Quote, he said, it doesn't hurt, but it does hurt when the government is doing it to you. And he also said, I know Dick Cheney's Secret Service guys smoke pot. The reason I know is that I sold them bongs. And he doesn't explain any further than that. Then he also insinuated, and this could happen only, I suppose, at a normal convention, that the chief executive is on methamphetamines. And he concluded with this observation. The dangerous thing about tweakers, meth users, is that they can take things apart, but they can't put them back together again. That's what George Bush has done to this country. Now, the air in the room was very smoky, so we have to take this all with the grain of... So he said that when the...
With a puff of grain, yeah.
He said that when he was arrested as part of Operation Pipe Dreams, the feds came to his home and they said to him, do you have any drugs in here? And he said, of course I do. And then when he went to prison, he was enrolled as part of his... rehabilitation. He was enrolled in a drug education class. He said, I signed up. I wanted to learn. He said, after about two sessions, I was teaching it. But, he got a little nostalgic when he talked about his former partner, Cheech Marin. He said, when Cheech and I broke up, it was weird. I didn't know we were broken up for 4 years. I went to the last Cheech and Chong movie, and I wasn't in it. Then they showed a movie about Chong, and about halfway through the movie they had to stop it because the smoke in the room was just about to set off the smoke alarms there. But a good session at
the... You know, Normal did not invite me, in spite of the fact that in the early 70s I was the floor jockey for the bill to reduce the penalties on possession of small quantities of marijuana. George Moscone carried the bill in the Senate.
Really?
I carried it in the House. Yeah.
They didn't invite you?
I didn't even know they were in town.
Oh, I know Nick Timmish. I should have. I'll have him get in touch with
no,
him.
No, that's all right. Don't bother.
No, Nick's a good guy. I'm sure it was just an oversight.
You got another deal.
Because I was supposed to be part of they had a comedy thing.
Yeah.
At the Cobbs this weekend, and I was going to be part of that if I hadn't had a previous engagement.
Yeah.
But they're good people.
They are good people.
I don't smoke pot, but I support what they do. I always don't smoke pot because it's too strong. That's the only reason I don't smoke it.
And this is,
I don't smoke, so that
means there you go.
I never learned how to smoke.
And medicinal marijuana is, I think, a great thing for people who have glaucoma, who have chronic pain, who have cancer and trouble eating. Because
not according to the government.
No. Not according to the FDA, but they're counteracting what the FDA did say a few years back. So it's kind of like under the Bush administration, we get different news. And we're on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie, and PJ Corkery is here with us. What else you got for us this morning, PJ?
Yeah, well, this is a little piece of local gossip, but it comes up.
Oh, good.
New name in the mayor's race. Now, you may say, what mayor's race?
What mayor's race?
What mayor's race?
Indeed,
well, it officially starts next year. But in San Francisco, it's never too early to begin running for office. But in the last couple of weeks, I've been hearing one name.
Janet Riley.
No. Mentioned for mayor? Nope. Can you guess?
Fire chief.
Fire Chief Joanna Hayes-White.
Joe?
Yeah. Of course, last week was a big week for her.
How'd you know?
What?
How'd you know?
I started the rumor.
Good answer.
So that's you who's calling.
That's a good rumor.
It's working, apparently.
Yeah, it got right to me. And, authoritative resources sitting right next to me. Reliable
Where
sources.
Where have you heard this?
Yeah, you know, I heard it around town last week. I mean, she was in the public eye a lot because of the earthquake observances. But I wouldn't
she
say...
She was everywhere last
She was
week.
Everywhere. I mean, I wouldn't say that she's running. She doesn't behave like a candidate. However, she's enormously popular. She's a native San Franciscan. She's
amongst
from,
the rank and file as well?
Yeah, in the rank and file.
Oh, yeah. The fire, it's amazing how the firefighters absolutely have taken to her as if she's Dennis Sullivan, the original chief that was in the quake. 1906. She really is a very popular figure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
She always wears the uniform. She invariably will bring her two little kids. She's got kids, one maybe 7 or 8, and one maybe 10 or 12, with her. And they are just precocious, towhead little guys that bounce around. And then she's relatively famous for, allegedly, subject to no proof, bopping her husband.
Bopping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
No.
They still together?
Oh, of course they're still together.
She keeps them in line then.
You think he dare leave?
This is, well, her father is quite a figure in San Francisco politics, too.
Oh, yeah, great supporter of mine.
Tom White, a very, very popular...
No, Tom Hayes.
Tom Hayes.
She was married to a guy named White.
But you can't hear a bad word against her.
Yeah, she's West Side, you know, out there, you know, my man go west.
My part of town.
Yeah.
You think that she would
first female, and she was my training officer. She was my, when I served as mayor, she served as a training officer for the fire department. So many of the people who are in the firehouses are people she trained, and she's handled the issues surrounding alcohol and firehouses and what have you. But I don't think that she would ever... go against the person. Her loyalty factor would keep her from going against Newsom.
Against who appointed her.
Yeah, who appointed her.
But it is amazing. I mean, you see in this, and this is what these events like the Earthquake Week are interesting for, not so much for the costumes and things, but what actually emerges out of them. And you see in making...
Little eddies and swirls.
Little eddies and swirls. You see the making of a real politician. She has an enormous... gift for the personal touch. I mean, she's
absolutely. Yeah, she pretends to remember who I am. That's way cool.
I don't think she pretends.
No, she probably does.
Yeah. No, Joanne is legitimate, my friend.
Yes.
I tell you, you see her, you'll see her at the farmer's market on Saturdays with her kids. You'll see her up the street at Delancey Street doing something. You'll see her over the Bayview Opera House. On some occasion where ordinarily you'd never see the fire chief.
So she comes out.
She really
what about
is
Heather?
A San Francisco.
Does Heather come out?
No.
I think when you're the police chief, you're in the
But bunker. It may be a health issue. I don't know. You don't say a whole lot of Heather.
She did walk in the parade, but Joanne White was Hayes White.
Owned the parade.
On our show when we did Saturday morning from the Pier 48 Expo.
Yeah.
She was the first guest we had on.
Do you have any other names that might possibly... Because when is it? 03, 07. So it's next 07.
Yeah. Yeah. You just hear little names around the...
Won't Amiano be termed out?
Amiano is way out. But I got to tell you, though, that gay mayor that came to town here from London...
Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
He made a... Well, there's a gay mayor in London, too.
Yeah, no, that's the royal family.
Gay mayor in Berlin, gay mayor in London.
Gay mayor in San Francisco?
Not yet. There was one.
Oh, but that guy. So many were hoping Gavin would
there
come
was
out of the
one.
Closet.
Diane, come out of the closet.
All right. We again have had too much fun with you, PJ.
What can I tell you?
But he made a great impression, and as a matter of fact, he said he enjoyed San Francisco so much. I took him to lunch on Friday. I let him come to lunch with at Lace and Trolls. Didn't ask him to shake dice, as a matter of fact. And he got so much attention that he agreed to go around to Wilkes Bashford's store. He said, I think I'd like to go see the store. I'm not sure I can afford it, but I'd like to go see the store. And he got to go see the store, and I said, Wilkes, pick up the tab. The guy's a lost leader. And sure enough, everybody followed him around to the store. I don't think anybody bought anything. The security guard's a brother there. And so I don't think anybody bought anything. A couple of us walked out with samples, though.
But, you know, it's the only store in the country where the security guard looks like the head of state.
He is well
dressed. And that's every day.
Yeah,
he's well turned out. Yeah.
Not only that, the guy is a singer. You know, by night, he sings. He has an incredible voice. Just an incredible voice. And he's a handsome guy. He looks a lot like that guy, The Rock. You know, the guy that... Mm-hmm. He looks. That's what he looks like.
Dwayne Johnson.
Like, is that Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
He looks a lot like The Rock.
He just goes by The Rock.
So I don't like to be in his presence when there are ladies around. Well, they don't check me out. They
check me out. Yeah. And is that why you like hanging out with us? That's
thank
why
you.
Paul and
thank
I...
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're finally figuring that out. My odds are much better.
Come on. I got that rugged look. Don't I?
Yes.
Right, so they say, looks made for radio.
And that's why if she's wearing Birkenstocks, I go the other way.
Thanks.
I leave her to you. Well,
and here I thought I was the single guy among the three. PJ Corkery, thank you for coming by.
Thank you. What does single have to do with it?
Yeah.
We're only talking about going to the zoo, Paul.
Okay, the zoo. That's it. We're going with Mr. Mayor to the zoo. Will Durst, Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells. PJ Corkery will be back again next Tuesday at 7:49. We're getting close to our burst of Durst, Will. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960.
Thank you, Mayor.
The All break. Right.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And this morning, it is brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Getting settled in the chair and ready to go back from Hawaii, here's Will Durst. It's your turn.
Well, thank you for bringing this to them, Mr. Scandinavian Design. Politicians are, by nature, a jittery bunch. There is, however, a special category that causes them to quiver like a hamster duct-taped to a rotor tiller, and that is called the third rail issue, based on the New York subway system, where the third rail is the electrified one. You touch, you die. Most famous of these third rail issues is Social Security. But our politicians would rather appear naked during bat day at a Florida Marlins game and propose scrapping Social Security than have to explain why we're paying $3 for a gallon of gasoline in the middle of an election year. They know cheap gas is a God-given American right. Look at the Constitution. Guarantee of cheap unleaded regular comes right after pursuit of happiness. I've even heard references can be found in the Bible. The problem is the situation in Iraq remains, well, how shall you say, fluid, meaning their crude output isn't. And our good friends the Saudis plan to cut production, and summer's right around the corner, and right now the only people it looks good for are the manufacturers of siphon hoses and locking gas caps. Doesn't matter who you are, a soccer mom, a NASCAR dad, or brother Karamazov. We're all in the same octane-deprived boat here, but the ones who are really going to have to pay through the nose are those SUV drivers getting single-digit miles per gallon. That's who I feel sorriest for. Those poor unfortunates sitting 3 feet up in the cabs of their mini-tanks that apparently lack turn signals as factory-installed standard equipment. I will shed a tear for them. Maybe. Maybe not. And that's your burst of Durst for today. This is going to be a continuing theme.
Yes, I gather that now that you know that it's not $3 a gallon, as you said, it's
more.
A lot more.
$3.54 I paid yesterday.
Where?
In Kahului.
Wow.
It was $3.52 on the left side of the street, but I was going to the airport, so on the right side of the street, it was $3.54. So I could have saved 2 cents by doing a U-turn. And
that's,
you know,
2 cents per gallon.
2 cents per gallon. And I
10
said,
gallons is 20 cents.
And I said,
20 gallons is 40 cents. You don't want to save 40 cents, huh?
No.
You
know how, I had only
you know how
like
Warren Buffett
30
made
miles.
All of his money? By saving 40 cents.
40 cents here, 40 cents,
40 cents there.
That stuff adds up.
Yeah. Well, I'll never make it, though.
Do you own any shares of Berkshire Hathaway?
Nothing. I don't own any shares of anything. I don't own one share of stock.
No conflict of interest here.
Well, not that so much. No money.
Oh, stop.
Oh, I'd love to have conflict of interest. Give me a break.
What can he do about it? Oh, maybe that'll be the WWWD. I don't want to blow it. But $3 a gallon, you know, that's going to be tough on everybody, especially in the summer when you drive.
Except if it was $5 a gallon, you'd reduce pollution, I suspect, because fewer people would drive and more people would use vehicles that have get better mileage. Vehicles that get better mileage seem to pollute less. There are a whole series of benefits that would be forthcoming if you got away from inexpensive fuel. Now, I am not out here advocating that gas go to $5 a gallon.
You're not part of the Thomas Friedman boys saying put $1 or $2 gas tax on it, pump it way up.
No, I'm not. I just tell you, though, that there obviously are some side benefits that have to be factored in when people start complaining about gasoline. Because if you are one of those persons that roll around the world as a single car driver when you could be using public transportation, particularly in a place like San Francisco, I'm not sure that a great amount of sympathy ought to be extended to you. Because if we bump gas at a certain level for tax purposes, and it would cause people to not use their vehicle and want to use public transportation, you could begin to move toward free public transportation, which is what I have always wanted.
Well, in our next hour, we should be talking to the executive director of Pro Can Do, Julie Burkhardt, and Jimmy Tingo on The Quakes. Stick around.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
This administration is not going to tolerate manipulation. We expect our consumers to be treated fairly.
President Bush outlines plans to do something about oil supplies and gas prices. We got a live report from correspondent Dick Giuliano in Washington.
Jim, aiming to curb rapidly rising gasoline prices, the president has announced the Energy Department will suspend deposits this summer into the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The president telling energy industry representatives,
so by deferring deposits until the fall, we'll leave a little more oil on the market. Every little bit helps.
The president also announced Justice and Energy Departments and Federal Trade Commission are keeping an eye on the oil companies, investigating to ensure there is no price manipulation. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
The Conference Board reports its index of consumer confidence is up to its highest level in almost 4 years. And the National Association of Realtors says existing home sales were up 0.3% last month. Association economist David LeRae says it's good news.
The market's getting better balanced now. We have sales coming down, supply going up. That's actually a good thing for housing. You just don't want too much of that. You don't want excess supply of homes, but we're not at that point right now.
However, the sales numbers were not enough to keep the inventory of unsold homes from hitting a record high last month. The Zacharias Moussaoui jury put in 3 hours of deliberation yesterday. It resumes today. Our legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says getting the death penalty in this case is a tough one because Moussaoui was not directly involved in the 9/11 attacks.
I think this is a very difficult legal issue. If you look at the Supreme Court precedents on the death penalty, they almost always insist on a direct role, you know, firing the gun, wielding the knife.
The jury is to decide whether Moussaoui gets life in prison or death for his part in the 9/11 plot. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com. Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org. Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04. This report is brought to you by the Sleep Train. We've got a little bit of everything this morning. We'll take a lap around the bay and begin in San Francisco. 101 northbound, the Skyway headed to the lower deck. Car stalled in the far right lane. Richmond San Rafael Bridge, multi-car crash, mid-span blocking the far left lane. San Jose, 280 northbound after the 680 interchange. Two-car crash in the right lane. At the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, metering lights are on. The backup is, looks like not even a mid-lot at the moment, just minor delays at the Toll Plaza reported. And one new crash in, 101 northbound of Petaluma Boulevard. Multiple cars and a big rig, now over on the center divide, out of the lanes, but you'll be slow from Washington past the traffic scene. Sleep Train is the only place on the West Coast where you can shop and compare Sealy Posturepedics, Simmons Beauty Rest, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort, all in one store. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can drop on by and join in the studio audience. And dropping on by with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and myself, Paul Wells, is Julie Burkhart from Pro Can Do, the executive director of this pro-choice outfit out of Kansas. And Will Durst, why Kansas would be a question, wouldn't it?
Why Kansas? But that, I really like the name Pro Can Do, and it's K-A-N as the first three letters in Kansas. Welcome to the show. And why Kansas?
Thank you. Well, Kansas is important because in the state of Kansas, we have codified into law the Roe versus Wade language. So women can come to the state of Kansas for termination of pregnancy throughout all stages of pregnancy if that is something that is needed. So we see women come to the state from all over the nation and all over the world for services. And the reason they can do this is because we have a provider who has been working in the state of Kansas for over 30 years and providing abortion services, reproductive health care services to women since the passage of Roe versus Wade.
Julie, you referenced Roe v. Wade and you said it's in the law. Is it in the Constitution or in the statutes?
In the statutes, yes.
So it could very easily be removed from the statutes if there was a more conservative collection of people elected to the state legislature in Kansas.
That's correct, and that's why our work is so important, is because we have to hold the line and push back the right wing that has managed to take over in the state of Kansas. We saw in the 2002 election cycle, we were able to elect a pro-choice Democratic governor in a very red state where we have voter registration for Republicans at about 46%, and Democrats are registered at about 26%.
Holy moly.
Yes. So, and she has a popularity rating at this time of over 60%.
And she's a Democrat?
She's a pro-choice Democratic woman, yes.
Kathleen Sebelius?
Kathleen Sebelius.
How do you account for that, if you do?
Well, there are many factors. In her election bid, that was an open seat, our PAC was able to move about 3 to 4% of the electorate, and she won with 52.9% of the vote. So we feel very good about that, and that was a great victory. And of course, our governor, she's a great consensus and bridge builder, and she's worked well with both sides of the aisle.
Was part of that kind of a rebound from the Kansas Board of Education, the State Board of Education, where they were trying to include creationism or as part of the social and the science class for the origins of life? Do you think part of that was a rebound and kind of the Democrats came out?
Well, we had a very anti-choice Republican running against her, and it was very clear that he would do anything in his power to make sure that women did not have reproductive health care services. And we also saw in that year that there were a couple of rabidly anti-choice Board of Education candidates elected. So I'm not sure that...
Mixed messages.
Excuse me?
Mixed messages.
Yes, mixed messages, yes. And we also...
And your attorney general is not pro-choice.
No. And he would really like to see a U.S. Supreme Court case with his name on it. He has been working to access the medical records of women who have had legal termination of pregnancy, and he wants to gain access to those records so he can begin chipping away at those rights.
He's going to be the candidate on the Republican side of the aisle, you know, for governor next time around. He'll run against her.
Well, yes, and that will be an open seat. And
she can't run again?
No, this will be her last term after this election.
Democrats should be looking at her as a prospective national ticket occupier.
Oh, yes, we are.
Good.
We are.
I know nothing about her.
Huh. She stays below the radar screen.
Really?
Does the job, making sure she builds a constituency, which is the way you really should do it. It's kind of the way Clinton did it to get the presidency. People knew nothing about this hillbilly from Arkansas. Till he
same thing with Warner in Virginia and Schweitzer in Montana.
Same kind of effort needs to be made, and she is clearly in that category. Unlike the high-profile governor of the state of Michigan, you know, who's been...
Jennifer Granholm.
That's right. Everybody's been out there talking about and what have you. He is a governor who won in a red state, not in a state where Democrats did traditionally win. Who ran in a state where people like Bob Dole and his wife Elizabeth come from. It's really a Republican state.
Well, especially recently. I mean, we've had all the books. Well, you know, what's the matter with Kansas?
You mean in the intelligent design reference that you made?
Well, it's what's the matter with Kansas is a book that investigates why Kansas is the people of Kansas who are, you know, Americans, blue collar, and they're pretty much voting against their own best self-interest. Mm-hmm. We're here speaking with Julie Burkhart from Pro Can Do on 960 AM The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Now, you're kind of like an oasis in the Midwest, the state of Kansas. I mean, it's counterintuitive, almost, to a point.
Well, you would think so. What we have found is that by raising money to support political candidates and by being able to get our message out across the state and nationally as well, we are in giving that pushback to the right wing, we have seen their strength decrease. So it's just a matter of being able to give that pushback. In 2004, when we went up against Americans for Prosperity in targeted races, we were able to win in every one of those seats against them. So clearly, I don't think that there's any sort of a mandate
Is this only in Kansas,
right,
or are you doing it in other states?
This is only in Kansas.
Only in Kansas.
Yes.
And how long has your organization actually been in existence?
For 4 years now. We formed in 2002.
Following the Bush win.
Yes. And with an open seat and the changing tide at the federal level, we felt like we really had to hunker down and do our part to secure reproductive rights for women in the state of Kansas.
And how successful have you been in the on the congressional side, if any? Have you been able to?
We do not participate in congressional races.
In federal elections.
That's
only
correct.
In state races.
In state races.
I see. So there's a governor, attorney general, whoever else is running, and in particular, the legislative halls.
Yeah, well, and it affects, of course, congressional races in that we do, you know, concerted get-out-the-vote efforts and things like that, which will also help at the top of the ballot as well.
Now, there's a state that is between you and South Dakota. It's called Nebraska, but South Dakota is not that far away. And right now we all know about the ban that the state legislature there and the governor has signed it, which would end all abortions in the state of South Dakota. How is that going to affect Kansas and the rest of the country?
Well, I think that the right wing would really like to use South Dakota as a test case and get that to the U.S. Supreme Court. They really want to push the limit and see how far the justices will go on allowing the states to legislate for or against reproductive rights. That's why I think that our work in the state is so important, because we have these laws in place right now, and we have to make sure we have the right policymakers in those seats so that those laws are not repealed. And I think your question about having it in the Constitution is, you know, something that we would like to see as well. We're not there, but it would be nice to have those legislators in place so we could put it into the Constitution.
And that's the voice of a woman who spends lots of time working for an organization called Pro Can Do, which is a Kansas-based organization that protects the rights of women to choose and the choice. On partial ban birth abortion, where does your organization stand on that?
Well, the term partial birth abortion, of course, is a term that was coined by the right wing. There is no such medical term. What we see at the federal level is that...
This is third trimester, right?
Well, That's what you get in the spin from the right wing. But really, what the federal ban would do is that it would ban certain procedures even as far back as 12 to 15 weeks of pregnancy. And it doesn't allow for any sort of a medical exception to save the life of the woman. So we find that that's detrimental to women's health care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only their rights and control of their body, but detrimental to their health care when they're prohibited from having a surgical procedure that would save their life. Right. I think. Do you feel any groundswell in America amongst women? Now, every poll we ever read says that women want control of their bodies, and it's almost 70-30. And yet stuff like this still happens. South Dakota is able to pass this ban. And are women getting pissed?
I think that's what is troubling for us, is that we would really like to see more women come forward and show their anger. That has not happened. I mean, clearly, the majority of Americans are pro-choice. We see that in Kansas as well with the polling that we've done. But we do not see the women coming to the forefront, and especially young women. There was one poll I looked at a couple of years ago that said that young men are more likely to be pro-choice than young women. And I found that to be quite disturbing, that women would potentially vote against their best interests.
Julie Burkhardt, who's the president of pro-choice group Pro Can Do from Kansas, what brought you to San Francisco today?
We're going to be having an event this evening here with some of our supporters. And yes.
Can people attend that event? And where is it?
They can.
Aha. Is it here in the city?
It is. It's at Cafe Infusion.
No idea.
I will have to get that address for you.
And where can we find out more about this event?
We're on the web at procando.org. That's procando.org.
Well, thank you for coming by our
studios. Thank you, Ms. Berger.
And thank
you. It's a pleasure to meet you. And we're going to follow closely because your governor, I think she's a superstar. Her. On the move in the Democratic Party.
She's quite impressive.
Kathleen and Sebelius. I think you'll hear a lot more about her as time moves on. She's a rare find.
Thank you.
829 Mission Street is where Cafe Infusion is. 829 Mission Street, and that's tonight.
I started to tell you, where that is, but I decided I better wait.
Well, we got it right there. The mayor knows. Willie Brown and Will Durst, I'm Paul Wells, and Jimmy Tingle, Tingle Tuesday from Boston, rejoins us in the next segment, 818 on Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Laid off or can't find your dream job? You hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the Job Squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Coming to you with the power of a seismic shift It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown, Will Durston, I'm Paul Wells, and here at the Hotel Vitale, where we're broadcasting Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. Back at the hotel, Will's back from Hawaii, and Jimmy Tingle is back from Boston with us. Good morning.
How you guys doing today?
Jimmy Tingle, how's the 617?
Everything's cool out here. How's my man Will Durston? How's my man Willie?
Hey, brother. What's going on? Nice to hear your voice.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, all this crazy stuff is going on. First of all, I want to know a few things, okay? This immigration proposal, okay? Now, first of all, can you believe this thing? I'm asking you, can you believe it?
No, I don't believe it, because hidden in the clause, you know, hidden somewhere in it, is a return, Willie, to his original roots.
Oh, man. Well, I love that term guest worker program, you know, because when you think of a guest, normally you're thinking about, you know, you're thinking about, okay, somebody that you're going out of your way to make feel comfortable. You know, you cook them dinner, you clean up after them, you make them a nice comfy spot on the couch. These guests, they're a little different. Ding dong, honey, the guests are here. Juanita, Carlos, come on in. You look fantastic. Listen, the dishes are in the sink. The room is in the closet. The mop is in the hall. The rake is in the shed. The shovel's in the basement. The fertilizer's in the garage. The bulldozers are in the driveway. The kids are having a birthday party. I'm going to the gym. Make yourself comfortable.
Guest worker, yeah. Kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Oh, man, yeah. I got to tell you something. You know, I think that I think most Americans, and I don't care where you go in this country, I think most people in this country are pro-immigration because we're a nation of immigrants. But I also think people, and myself included, I do think we need accountability. We need to know who's in the country and what they're doing here for the sake of the immigrants and for the sake of the society at large, but primarily because the anti-immigration people are saying that the immigrants are taking more from the country than they bring it to the table. Of course, the pro-immigration people say, no, they're bringing more to the table than they're taking. I am suggesting, my friends, a debit card for all non-citizens to be used in every public and private transaction. At the end of the month, you just add it up to see who has taken what from whom. Okay, sir, let's see. You've been here 30 days. What have you taken from our society? It says here that you use the public restrooms, you use the public streets, you use the public transportation, your children are going to public schools, and when you got hurt running across the border, sir, you in fact used the public emergency room. Yes, you did, sir. Sir, I beg your pardon, you did, sir. Those are our crutches. Okay, granted, they were made in Mexico, but they're ours now. Now, let's see, what have you brought to the table? It says here that you painted 3 houses, you cleaned 13 yards, your wife babysat 14 families, you started a landscape business, you wrote a computer software program, and according to my record, sir, it says here you pitched 2 innings in the World Series. We owe you $4 million.
That's what we need. More left-handed relievers from Cuba.
Exactly, exactly. But you know what? One of the things I don't understand is this new immigration thing, you know, the guest worker program, they're saying, well, if the people can prove they've been here since 2004, they can stay. That's one of the requirements. I'm saying, you know, how do you prove you snuck into a country? I mean, most people who break the law really don't keep records. You guys know this, right? Well, when's the last time you said, yeah, can I get an ounce of pot?
1974.
And the other thing is they have to pay fines, okay, $1,000 fine, pay their back taxes, submit to a criminal background check, and then learn English. I'm saying, okay, I think all of those things are fairly reasonable, honestly. But what about the businesses who hired them? Why aren't they subjected to the same standards? You know, why don't they have to pay a fine for hiring people? Why don't they have to pay back taxes? Why don't they have to submit to a criminal background check? And the problem is, don't these companies speak English? Don't they know it's illegal to hire people who aren't citizens?
We're speaking to the outraged and outrageous Jimmy Tingle at 960 AM, The Quake. Jimmy joins us occasionally from Boston. What else is on your mind, old man?
Well, I tell you what, you see that other general, another general came out yesterday and criticized the war. Did you see that?
No.
Lieutenant General William Odom said, quote, The Iraq War may turn out to be the greatest strategic disaster in American history. In a mere 18 months, we've gone from unprecedented levels of support after 9/11 to being one of the most hated countries. Now, I understand. I wonder how long it will take before this general is demonized like every other critic of this administration. You know, I can just hear the right-wing talk radio people now. I can just hear them now. He's no general. He's just another anti-American, troop-hating, irresponsible, Hollywood-left, French-loving, dictator-coddling, Cindy Sheehan wannabe. He's no general. He's a dick in disguise.
Jimmy, you better be careful.
I know.
You know, all of this stuff is...
Yes. Some of this stuff is just it's just incredible. And what about this CIA, the CIA thing now? This whole thing now with the CIA? You know, everybody's focused on which CIA agent, or Mary McCarthy, they're saying that she she disclosed the location of secret prisons in Eastern Europe. Nobody's talking about the fact that why are there secret prisons in Eastern Europe to begin with? That's the issue. It's not who disclosed whether or not they're there. And by the way, if she did, I say more power to her. I can't believe it. I'm actually rooting for the CIA. Let the secret police speak for once, will you please? But, of course, the administration, you know, they're trying to subvert the Constitution because, you know, Willie, the Constitution says no cruel and unusual punishment. So in order to get around the Constitution, they're not building the prisons here. They're outsourcing. They're actually outsourcing the prisons to Eastern Europe. Willie, and Will, that is morally reprehensible for a couple of reasons. Number one, we need those jobs here.
We have perfectly good torturers in America.
Can they? No, the Romanians got all the jobs.
And I love the fact, Jimmy, that they are now doing polygraphs for every CIA officer.
Yeah. I can't. Are they really?
Yeah.
Who's giving the polygraphs?
The CIA.
The CIA is drug testing this. There's polygraph in the CIA.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're drug testing them too. There's nothing wrong with keeping it real, keeping it in the house. You're on a roll this morning though, and all the.
Well, just I have to tell you, I'm kind of cheating on my my little performance this morning. I'm under the influence of performance enhancing drugs.
Oh no!
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of controversy. Everybody's all upset about the use of dangerous performing enhancing drugs among athletes. Imagine if somebody tried to take drugs away from the fans. This economy would grind to a halt. I mean, imagine America without caffeine. Huh? It'd be a subdued uproar.
A very subdued
in the streets. Commuters dozing off behind the wheel. Office workers slumped over their computers. Imagine if they took away our tobacco. Millions of Americans hang in front of the office buildings, biting their nails with nothing to do.
And nothing to throw around.
Imagine if they took away our alcohol. Right now we have beer guzzling, coffee drinking, cigarette smoking fans criticizing athletes on steroids for being bad examples. Imagine if they drug tested the fans.
I'd love to go to the game, but there's a drug.
Again, I look forward to doing it next month.
All right.
We'll be checking in with Jimmy Tingle. JimmyTingle.com, right, Jimmy?
That's right, guys. Good to see you again. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, buddy. Go Sox.
Check out Jimmy's stuff, and we'll continue in just a moment. After John Scott gives us the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
With pleasure, sir. Good morning. It's 8:31. Traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you this time by Taco Bell. I have a computer screen that's full of bad things. Let me try and sort a couple of them out for you. Jackknife Big Rig on 580 westbound before 680. And this is going to turn into a SIG alert sooner than later, I fear. It's blocking the three center lanes. CHP is there taking care of it. A couple other East Bay problems. Alamo 680 southbound before Stone Valley. Multi-car crash in the center divide. Milpitas 880 southbound before Dixon Landing. Looks like a car stalled in the right lane. Now to Petaluma. It was in the lanes at Petaluma Boulevard, northbound 101. Now it's in the center divide, but you're slow from Washington until you get past it. You want something filling, a little spicy, and at a great price? Then try Taco Bell's Spicy Chicken Burrito. It's just one of the great tasting items found on Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu. 8:31, here's a look at what's happening this hour on 960 The Quake. The rising cost of gasoline is driving more of us to mass transit and other alternate ways of getting around. A lot of us who can't handle $3 a gallon gas or more are finding company on board BART trains these days. Their spokesman, Lytton Johnson, says they're carrying about 14,000 more passengers per day this fiscal year. Gas price check around town, anywhere from $3.09 to $3.13, but we did see one full-service gas station in the Bay Area. If you pay them to pump it for premium, $5.75 a gallon. President Bush has ordered a temporary halt of deposits to the American Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Made a speech this morning and said the move will perhaps leave a little more oil on the market for refineries and then eventually to us. Although gas prices are skyrocketing, people are still buying cars and trucks the way they always have. The Power Information Network, who did the survey, says not only is sales just fine, but most people are buying eight-cylinder engines. Laws requiring earthquake retrofitting are a good thing for the construction trades, at least it seems that way, but all that work has to be done ensures jobs. Yet one trade union is facing a lawsuit for refusing, apparently, to retrofit a residential hotel it owns. Plumbers Union, Local 38, facing the suit brought by the City of San Francisco. Attorneys for the city charge that Local 38 has broken both city and state laws because it won't retrofit the Civic Center Hotel. The suit charges that the union is putting the elderly residents of the 156-unit building at risk by refusing to do so. Quake weather. We have clouds and rain today, regrettably. A little bit off and on. Won't be particularly heavy, but could be widespread. Highs near 60. Better news for the week. Rest of it, at least. Dry. And by this weekend, warm. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink? Well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years.
on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Healthier and stress-free way of life? You'll find it at the New Living Expo, April 28th through the 30th at the Concourse Exhibition Center in San Francisco. Explore 300 exhibits of natural health products, holistic practitioners, and a natural foods dining area. Attend workshops with internationally recognized experts, all for one low ticket price. While you're there, drop by the Quake booth to say hello and pick up some prizes. Details on the events page at quakeradio.com.
1, 2, 3, 4!
And at 8:37 in the morning, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And you can join in the conversation at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Or go to the Contact Us button at quakeradio.com and click Email Will and Willie. And at quakeradio.com, we have a thing that you can click to find where the lowest gas prices are by zip code. You put in your zip code and it'll give you all the different stations that have the lowest prices. That's one way of fighting it.
Fargo, North Dakota, isn't it?
No, Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Wyoming has the cheapest price. Salt Lake, Boise, Idaho, for the cities, has the cheapest price. I think it's $2.52 there.
Now, President Bush...
$2.52 is considered cheap?
I know.
Wow.
I know.
President Bush announced this morning,
yeah,
by $2.50. He's temporarily halting deposits to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to increase oil to consumers. And he said, and I'm quoting here, by deferring deposits until the fall, we'll leave a little oil on the market. Every little bit helps.
But the question still needs to be answered. How is it that because a barrel of oil goes up to, say, $75, suddenly...
That doesn't affect the stock, the inventory. That affects the new stuff that they're buying, not the stuff you got in the tanks.
And to turn that $75 bottle of oil, or that 75 barrel of oil, into fuel, is 6 or 7 months downstream with the refineries and all that kind of stuff.
Is it that long? 6 or 7 months?
Could easily be 6 or 7 months before they get around to actually using it.
And Bush says, if I find any gouging, it will be dealt with firmly. Yeah, we saw how firmly he dealt with the people who provided the leak. It'll probably be him who's doing the gouging. He was doing the leaking. Why not?
And, as I said the other day, Mr. Cheney is still on the payroll. You know, Dick Cheney is still on the payroll to Halliburton. His buyout deal was over a number of years. Millions of dollars over a number of years.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was a total buyout.
No. Yeah, it was a total
conflict
buyout.
Conflict of interest.
But payable over, like, a lifetime.
So he's still getting money.
Absolutely.
On a regular basis
he
from Halliburton.
He still gets a salary. Well, not a salary, but he still gets paid from Halliburton.
It's funny because Halliburton...
Multiple millions.
Multiple millions. Oh, I bet. When I was at the Maui Hyatt, and we had our little corporate thing for the California Refuse Removal Council, wonderful people, over the weekend, treated me very nice. Miss Trish Roth was my connect. But Halliburton was at the same hotel, giving out... they had a little scavenger hunt yesterday. So Halliburton... You know how they play these games, you know, to build
Teams together.
They go looking for you. And they all wore color-coded T-shirts, so there was the red and the blue and the pink and the yellow and the green. And they all had to go out on a scavenger hunt. So Debbie and I are watching from our little lanai, our little balcony, as all these guys are walking around with parasols and giant blow-up dolphins and stuff. And they were really into it. They were really competitive. Halliburton, you know, surprise, surprise.
I don't know who came up with that game, because it's a game the little kids play.
And then all of a sudden you have adults allegedly trying to understand how to relate to each other.
Yeah, it's for, you know, team building, you know, working together, being one, melding as a group instead of the individuals all working together for one. But it was weird to see all these adults. There were no kids involved. It's all adults. And, you know, they went to Hawaii. They had to bring their kids, you know, and they're walking around with stuffed animals and giant inflatable cartoon figures. And
Here, when they do that kind of thing, you know, I get stopped on the streets and said, well, your name is on our list. Whoever could get a photograph.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're part of the scavenger hunt?
Part of the scavenger hunt. They go look. I said, suppose you didn't bump into me in the streets. We would come into your house. How do you know where I live? Oh, no explanation for that.
City Hall. They just go to City Hall and take a picture of room 101.
200.
200.
Right.
Say, I was there.
But scavenger hunts are kind of an amazing arrangement, an amazing deal. But Halliburton in the same hotel.
Yeah. Oh, Checkpoint was there. Empire Financial was there.
Was this a convention of?
It was a convention of conventions, is what it seemed like. Yeah.
Oh my God!
And then In-N-Out Burger was there as we were leaving yesterday.
Have you ever had an In-N-Out Burger?
All the time. They're great.
Down on the waterfront.
Double double. Yeah.
They got one right down here.
Yeah, right in the Anchorage building.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Jefferson.
Yeah. Most people don't know that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only real hamburger aficionados know that. And In-N-Out Burgers are not like McDonald's or Wendy's or any of those.
No, they got three things on the menu. They got hamburgers and fries and drinks, and that's it.
And then have you been to the place down there where they have the Hooters? Is that what?
I've been to Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
Well. I like the Hooters.
Oh, yeah?
It's about owl eyes.
Yeah. I like the fact that we went from Halliburton to Hooters right away.
No, it was an In-N-Out Burger. There was an In-N-Out Burger.
Well, that's what got us in between, going in
so
and out.
Knock it off, Paul.
Do you remember when the waitress sued Hooters? Because she knew the uniforms were provocative, but she didn't expect the sexual overtures. That was part of her sexual harassment suit against Hooters.
She lost that suit.
She lost that suit.
I mean,
it's called Hooters.
Like badly, that's what it is.
Might as well be Boobs R Us. Yeah.
Why don't we involve one of our callers in on the conversation here?
Like right away.
866-965-753.
They have great wings, though. If you like the buffalo wings. You know, the New York Buffalo wings from like the Anchorage?
Yes.
From the Anchor Bar in Buffalo?
You like those with that hot sauce?
Uh-huh. They have great wings.
Not bad.
I'm sorry, Paul. Did I interrupt the phone number? I thought you had given it out.
No, I was in the middle of it.
Well,
866-960-5753. And joining us right now, we have Vishnu Nubharta. Harta, did I say that right, sir? You're in San Francisco. Good morning. You're on the Quake.
It's Vishnu Bhakta.
Vishnu Bhakta.
Yeah, Bhakta.
And you are paying what at the pump to get gas right now?
Well, I don't drive, actually.
That's good.
Nice move, Vishnu Bhakta.
Yeah.
Where are you from, man?
India.
Yeah, how long you been here?
6 years.
How you like it?
I love it.
Yeah. Were you part of our force over there, the outsourcing, or did you come here? What is your... What's your history?
Well, I didn't actually call to talk about that.
No. Oh. Suddenly his accent went away.
No. What'd you call to talk about?
24.
Did you watch it last night?
Yes, that's why I'm calling.
And what part do you want to discuss?
Well, the resemblance I noted of the character that Logan was talking to is very much like Karl Rove.
Oh, you mean the guy with the headphone on, the headset?
Yes.
Yeah, but how about the other three guys in the room? One of them was a black guy, and the other two. And I kept trying to get a fix on who that might be.
I guess they're equal opportunity conspirators.
No question. but the question is, why are those guys able to control the president? And who are they?
We'll find that out. No, yeah.
Yeah, but we ought to speculate.
But who is the guy with the headset?
That's Carl.
And, you know, that was the guy from Fame. That was the curly-headed kid from Fame. And he also got his arm cut off by a helicopter in ER. He was the doctor who got his arm cut off by the helicopter.
He had two arms yesterday.
I know. Well, they put it on between
shows. They put
shows.
It back on?
Yeah, different shows. You go
for this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remove the arm.
Yeah, you go into the viscous fluid that's called hiatus, and then your body's...
Audrey almost lost her arm. As a matter of fact, we don't know. She still may lose it.
Yeah. He is a good villain, though. Peter Weller, the guy who plays Henry... What do you think, Vishnu Bhakta?
We still don't know if Aaron is alive or not.
We don't know if Aaron is alive. We don't know if the Secretary of Defense is alive.
Yes, that's right.
But we're thinking...
Secretary of Defense is alive.
Yeah, Willie's theory is that he's too big of a star, William Devane, to have killed out.
Well, not
early.
Only that. You know, he's also a survivalist. This guy's like the Secretary of Defense. It's not like he couldn't take care of himself.
Yes, because you remember if last season he was going to be put on trial by terrorists.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he tried to commit suicide.
That's right. So this guy knows what he's doing.
Character.
Yes, he's important to the whole series, and he apologized to Jack. He said, "Yeah, Jack, I did betray you, but I thought it was
this.
In the interest of my country.
All right, I made a mistake. Yes. Forgive me."
One of the funniest things I've heard recently on another radio show, which shall remain nameless, they did a collage where it sounded like Jack Bauer and David Palmer were in a conversation with Donald Rumsfeld.
Ah, stealing Will and Willie's bit, yeah. About
they
doing
probably were
things
at
on
one
24.
Time.
No, but this was actual dialogue from 24.
Yes.
Mixed in with statements from press conferences by Rumsfeld to make it sound like there was a three-way conversation.
Oh, that is funny.
How did you like the fact that Curtis showed up just in time to save Audrey?
Oh, yes.
I was afraid they were going to kill Curtis.
No.
I know.
No, Curtis is, you know, Curtis's contract calls for
I hope so.
Going to the
I
end.
I hope somebody hangs out this year.
Well, we'll find out more next Monday night, I suppose.
Yeah, but I'm Chloe. I'm a Chloe fan.
Do you think Chloe will get out in time?
And I got to tell you something. I think Buchanan and that new blonde's going to make it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're in.
Because
she had his home telephone, and she called him. And
get Chloe out in 7 minutes.
Yeah, in 7 minutes, if you understand Chloe. No, I'm not going any play. Get out of my house. I don't.
Well, 8:49 in our next segment, what would Willie do? So we're going to move along and get to that. And
I'm trying to hide
Thank
Chloe.
Thank you, Vishnu Bhakta.
And you're trying to hide Chloe.
Yes.
Yes, the mayor is hiding Chloe. And while we're contemplating that, I'll figure out what we'll be asking Willie in the next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways? Trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers? Working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine
Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff Business and Networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
WWWD, what would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
On 960 The Quake, we ask a question of the mayor. Now, Republicans, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert have urged Bush to ensure the enforcement of laws banning price fixing and other anti-competitive practices. In an open letter said, we respectfully request that you direct the Attorney General and the Chairman of the Federal Trade Commission to investigate any potential collusion, price fixing, or gouging in the sale or distribution of gasoline, petroleum, distillates, or ethanol in wholesale and retail markets, close quote. What would Willie do?
Willie Brown, as president of these United States, would do exactly what Bush intends to do, and that is respond to that letter in a positive fashion. Because after all those are Bush's relatives, so to speak, that will be doing the investigation, and they will be carrying out whatever Bush wishes to have the results be. Willie Brown, as a member of Congress, in either one of the two positions of the letter writers, would be far more interested in an objective oversight panel being empowered to do what the 9/11 Commission did, and that is exhaustively examine the whole culture of how we arrive at the point of when a gas price goes up corresponding to an increase in the barrel of oil price somewhere else in the world when there appears to be no connection between the two. It would be far more important for such an important and imposing and objective commission to come back with some recommendations that would avoid the possibility of such price gouging in the future, as well as penalize people who have done it on previous occasions. And then finally, of course, as the President of these United States or as the leadership in both houses of the legislature, I would be about putting in place an automatic triggering device so that when the issue becomes one of the huge profits that have been reported for the last 2 years involving the oil industry, already there would be a redistribution of those profits back into the public treasury or into some method by which the public benefits from such wonderful increase in revenues from these non-deserving institutions. That's what Willie would do.
There you have it. On 960 The Quake. And we have the gas prices going up disproportionately, 33 cents over the last 3 weeks, to any reality in terms of the higher price of oil on the barrel, $74, $75. This is not affecting what's already in the pumps. What's already in the pumps was refined and shipped. This is spot prices on what will arrive in May and arrive in June that is driving the prices right
well,
now.
Well, I told Paul yesterday about this guy who called me and told me about the incident of where when he pulled into the service station, put his card in, and start to pump the gas, the price before he finished pumping it had gone up by 3 cents a gallon. As he pumped, the
as
price was changing. The price was being changed.
On the pump?
Absolutely. You know, it's all now electronically.
It's all computer,
that is right.
You just touch it in.
So you just touch it.
So, do that with everybody.
And then another
guy
tells
you start pumping at 309, and then suddenly you look and it's
312. Yeah. Another guy tells me that he stuck his, he put his card in, and before he could get the pump into this nozzle into his tank entry, the price changed. In between when he put his card in and before he pumped 1 ounce of gasoline, he noticed that the price had changed on a per gallon or per liter or however else they measure it.
I want someone checking that we're getting full gallons, too.
You don't think we are?
There's a couple of stations where I'm a little leery of their count.
Well, paying $61.95 for a full tank of gas yesterday at the corner of Van Ness and Pine at that Chevron station.
Chevron all the time.
Yeah. It was staggering. I couldn't even, give the guy who washes your windows money now. They got a guy that obviously has the franchise on window wash.
You can't even afford to throw him a buck anymore.
Couldn't even afford it. I feel so sorry for the guy. This increase in the gas price is costing him his gig. He's now having to wash the windows for free. And
he's been downsized.
Right. And then I wanted my muley knife. You know, they used to give away some form of a gift.
I'm just going to park my car and leave it there. Angie Coiro.
How about green stamps?
Mother Jones.
Green stamps.
Joins us in the next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors.